I'm a Sarak, the undead wizard. Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm here to interview another villain, a strange one this time. But this week we are sponsored by Professor Bud Wizard's Adult Beverages. There has been some confusion in the past, so let me clarify. Assistant Professor Bud Wizard produces a bitter brown liquid called Caffy. It's a Zemnian thing, I understand. Consuming this Caffy produces mental acuity and alertness. It is especially prized by the Izzet League in Ravnica. Get your Caffy wherever adult beverages are sold. Last week I interviewed a Beholder, the first non-humanoid guest we've had. This week, I'm going one step further. I'm interviewing an entity that does not have a mouth. In fact, most of the time, it is not even sentient. I am using my dark magical powers to awaken its mind and communicate with it telepathically. This telepathic communication will occur and be relayed by a voice box I have set next to me. Let me use Awaken Mind. Ka Noba Vinculus!
I awaken!
Please welcome to the show, COVID-19.
I am self-aware? What is this sensation?
Welcome to sentience. It will be short-lived for you. I'll only keep it going for this conversation.
That's a relief. This seems complicated.
You have no idea. Now, you've been tearing your way all across Toril. I think you need no introduction. But for anyone who's been living under a rock, in a cave, on the dark side of the moon, who or what are you?
I'm just a package of genes that hijacks mammalian machinery and makes copies of myself. I cause all kinds of problems for them. Fever, coughing, diarrhea. The last one's my favorite.
Yes, you're very versatile. Where do you live?
Mostly nose, throat, lungs. I hang out in the host for a couple of weeks, and then I try to hop to another host, and I'd hang out for months if I could, though.
Interesting. Would you describe yourself as evil?
I'm mostly just interested in copying myself and spreading. I don't really care who that hurts, so maybe that makes me evil? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not responsible for ethics.
Well, let me tell you, many evil people are taking advantage of your presence in the Forgotten Realms and elsewhere.
Interesting. What do you mean?
Well, people are turning on one another because of you. You've done a great job of dividing people. They're too busy infighting to deal with you properly. Some people claim you don't exist, or they can't be bothered to avoid you.
That works fine for me.
It also helps kill off the elderly and infirm, which is a decidedly evil. So congrats on that.
Oh, why, thank you. I had no idea I had standing in the evil-doing community. It's nice to have reputation.
Yes, congratulations. Enjoy the notoriety. You know, it's interesting how people have chosen to live with you. For a long time, distancing was the main strategy. But some said that distancing took too big a toll on their mental health. So they risked everyone around them to make themselves more comfortable.
Well, folks, whatever rationalizations you can come up with, I appreciate.
The interesting thing is that the people who help you spread the most are usually not evil. They are just ignorant and selfish.
Well, so am I. Most of the time, I'm ignorant of everything. I just like making copies of myself.
They say ignorance is bliss. Are you blissful?
I guess so.
I have a purpose, and I fulfill it. Most of the time. Sometimes copies of me die off without spreading to other people. That makes me sad, I guess. But I've had a lot more success replicating. And I'm only a few years old.
You've changed the world. People now know that they are living in the age of pandemics.
Wow. I had no idea. I didn't set out to change the whole world. But I guess I'm all over the globe now.
Yes, you're very cosmopolitan. And you're not going away anytime soon. It's fascinating. I became immortal by means of forbidden magic. You might become immortal, in a way, by making copies of yourself, over and over again, forever and ever.
But wait a second. Isn't that like saying that families that live on through their offsprings are immortal?
Yes, I suppose so. You live on through your children and so forth. We usually don't go in for that sappy nonsense on Kill Them All.
It's not quite the same. I make copies of myself. The copies are sometimes imperfect, and so they change. Are the copies my children? Or my brethren? My clones?
I guess in our world, you're like a wizard creating clones of yourself. But for a wizard, it's very expensive, and you create clones much more easily.
Asarak, I get the sense that you are very knowledgeable about being evil.
I flatter myself that I am.
Well, I'm experiencing praise from you for my evil doing. I think I like this praise, at least for now. So tell me, what can I do to be more evil?
Well, my advice would be to keep dividing people. As long as folks are upset and fighting with each other about what to do about you, you are winning. Especially if those people don't protect each other from you. I think you're doing really excellent evil.
Oh, that sounds advanced. I don't think I can do that. After this interview, I'll just go back to being a self-replicating organic gizmo.
That's okay. You're doing a great job being evil just by your being yourself.
Aw, shucks.
Great work. We'll let you get back to it.
Thank goodness, to be honest. Self-awareness is really mind-boggling. I'm ready to quit being anthropomorphized and go back to mindless survival.
I'll take away your sentience now. Red Corley, Norseforce, Dogataboom! There. COVID-19 is back to its business now. I really enjoyed that. COVID-19 is the definition of true neutral. It just does what it does. It cannot even contemplate morality or anything else. And yet, it engenders so much evil in so many people. It's fascinating. Sometimes we set out to do evil, and sometimes it's just an unintended consequence. The beautiful thing is that everyone who responds poorly to this disaster becomes just a bit more morally bankrupt, just a bit less compassionate. In the Forgotten Realms, that means that more and more people will go to the Nine Hells. The Archdevil Asmodeus bargains for people's souls one at a time. COVID-19 works en masse. Different approaches, but all valuable. If you're evil, or if you make other people evil, or even if you want to become evil, but don't know how, please, I want to talk to you. Join me in the Tome of the Nine Gods. Until next time, kill them all!